No pressure then. So I'm just going to move this back a bit. Sorry, I don't do whizzy things up there. I left teaching really just before whizzy things came in. So I'm not up to Steve and everybody else's thing. So we're going old school, as in felt tip and a flip chart. So I probably will go into teaching mode then, of course, because I'm used to writing on a whiteboard. Right, Sunday before Advent is called Christ the King Sunday. And I want to take some time, but first you're going to go through a journey through my mind, so you'll just find, where does she go from there? So that's all that. But I want to look at where Jesus is King in our lives. We sang, at my request, Crown Him with Many Crowns. And you'll be really grateful for the fact that we only sang 4 of the 12 verses that exist. Okay, some of the verses, it says, crown him, and you've got crown him with many crowns, crown him the virgin son, crown him the king of love, crown him the king of years, crown him the king of heaven, crown him in gold, crown him son of God, crown him king of light, crown him king of life, and crown him of lords, the Lord. So that just gives you a flavour of all the things that are there in that song. And so I'm going to just take a quick look through the 4 verses that we sang just to get a flavour of Christ the King before I take one very small phrase out of it and take us off in that direction. So, verse one. Actually, you could put verse one. Put verse one up. Is that just? I wasn't intending to. I didn't have. Crown him with many crowns, just so that people can have a look at it. Yeah. So, crown him with many crowns. Matchless King, Lamb upon the throne. I'm going to give you 2 Bible references. They're not on the screen, but I'm going to write them up just so that you can, if you want to look them up afterwards, you can. Okay. I'll say to you what I used to say to my kids. You just have to get used to my handwriting, okay? Just have to work with it. Revelations 19:16 says, on his robe and on his thigh, he has this name written, King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Seems fairly definite to me. King of Kings, Lord of Lords. And then Revelations 5:13 says, to him who sits on the throne and to the Lamb be praise and honour and glory and power forever and ever. To him who sits on the throne and to the Lamb be praise and honour and glory and power forever and ever. Jesus is not the equivalent of an earthly king or ruler. He's not like some pumped up, I'm going to use that phrase for the first time, King Charles. That's not what it's about. He's above all kings and above all rulers. And there's a song that we sing, above all kings and above all rulers. He is the highest authority there is. There is no higher authority than Christ the King. Verse 2. As I said, a quick romp through. So he's the King of Kings and he's the ruler of everything. Crown him the Lord of life who triumphed o'er the grave. So Psalm... Oh, I can't do numbers. 47. For God is King, that's what it says, for God is King of all the earth. Sing to him a psalm of praise. He triumphed over the grave, and his kingdom was established here on earth, and Christ the King oversees his kingdom, for he is King of all the earth. He rules over the natural, and the man-made world. All are subject to him. Verse 3. But crown him the Lord of love. John. I can't remember numbers that distance. It says in John 20:23, then he said to Thomas, put your finger here, see my hands. Reach out your hand and put it into my side. Stop doubting and believe. He loved us so much, he suffered real pain for our sakes. This amazing king, right, who is king of everything, loves us. He loves me. He loves you. He loves all of us. He sent his son so that we may be made perfect for him. We were made saints. And yeah, occasionally we sin, but we aren't sinners who occasionally do good. That amazing king on the throne actually sent down his son so that we could be made perfect for him. Absolutely. It's easier to be saints when Christ is on his throne in the centre of our world. We know we all fall short of the glory of God. We know that. But it is easier when we know the exact place where Christ should be in our life, the throne that he should be on in the centre of our lives. Verse 4. Creating him, the Lord of years, the potentate of time, creator of the rolling spheres, ineffably sublime. Right. I think rolling spheres is talking about celestial bodies. But that's not how I took it, okay? That's probably what the song might have said. But it's a song. You can take from it anything that you like. I always remember a story about Ted Hughes, who was a poet, and he was being interviewed because Ted Hughes was a poet that's actually studied by school children, etc., etc. And he was, and the guy was interviewing him and saying, yeah, no, this line where it means, you know, you talk about this. And he went, no, because he's, what he wrote and when he wrote it and the meaning people have taken from it actually don't always match up. Yeah, they don't always match up because we see things through our lenses, all right? And Ted Hughes had seen it through his lens, and the lens that everybody else had put on it actually wasn't what he was thinking at the time. He said, you can take it that way, but I meant this. So I am taking, right, rolling spheres to be not celestial bodies, okay, in this instant, mainly because it's what God spoke to me. It's the bit that God actually, when I was going through this hymn, actually it was that the thing that struck me. And it says in 2 Corinthians 2:14, but thanks be to God who always leads us as captives in Christ's triumphal procession and uses us to spread the aroma of the knowledge of him everywhere. I'm not sure I've ever read that verse before. I must have done. But I've never actually picked up that idea that we are in a procession of God's people, yeah? And he uses us to spread the aroma of the knowledge of him everywhere. He's created spheres where we are to spread the aroma of the knowledge of him everywhere. And it took me back to what David was talking about last week, you know, when Helen and who else came up? Helen and
Peter.
That's right, Helen and Peter came up and talked about things that they were doing about spreading the aroma of the knowledge of him everywhere. To me, whenever I see the word, being a geography teacher, whenever I see the word spheres, I'm sure for Steve as a maths teacher, when he thinks of something completely different to me, I think spheres of influence, right? Because that was what I taught about in geography, spheres of influence. And along with what David was saying, I was also thinking about some of the things that we pray about in morning prayer. There's a bit in it where you pray for others, and we pray for individuals, and we pray for situations, etc. And it made me start to think about the spheres of influence where God is sitting on his throne and is in control. So Christ needs to be at the centre of all the spheres of influence that we are part of. He needs to be central and sitting on his throne. We probably know that there are areas of life where that's not happening. But what I want you to do now is, in little groups, is to list some of the areas of life where we need Christ to be king. And I thought of three scales: it's global, national, and personal. So if you could just get into groups two or three or whatever, and just come up with a quick list of all the areas in life where you think Christ needs to be central. We are not going to cover everything, okay? But just see what you come up with, all right? So what areas, what spheres of life do we need Christ to be central in? Go. Paper, or you can have the back of my notes. Okay. On the basis that we couldn't possibly cover everything, we'll have a go at going to go for another colour. Okay, so give me some global.
What's going on at the gathering of climate change?
COP. COP 22?
27.
Whatever
they're calling.
Yeah. Right, okay. A national, ladies. Government, yeah. Personal.
Oh, right, moving quickly through this. Right, okay. Tolerance. We want
here. Tolerance.
And we tolerate others.
Okay. At the back.
Ukraine.
Middle. You left the group out. I noticed. You can choose any three. Anything?
Global, big business.
I'm going to put big tech. That's the big thing at the moment, isn't it? Right, okay, right. Now you can just shout at me. But slowly. Health. Oh. It can be personal. Be both, right? Something else, come on, go. United Nations, gosh. Yep, something else?
Food banks.
Can I pop that personal or national? You're coming up with things that didn't even cross my mind. Some more personal ones.
Finances.
Finances. Yep.
Relationships.
No, don't mean relatives. Can't fit ship on.
Religion.
Anything else?
We've got another national, which is denominational groupings, so it's under national. So you've got how Christ sits on the throne of each denominational to influence it.
Yeah.
And how the denominations then speak to the nation.
Yeah. Denoms, not non-doms. Other things in health. And don't tell me something about things now. Other things in personal.
Thought life.
The things that fill our minds. Health, family, tolerance, finance, relations, thought life. Spare time.
work.
Emotions. I'm on a roll now. Okay, I'm not. As you can see, there are all sorts of things where we need to see Christ at the centre. What I think happens with some of these things is that just going to randomly choose one. This is where that's a throne. That's a crown. Okay. Yeah, that's right. It's not that good, Dawn. You don't need to see it in that close detail. That's where, in any of those spheres we talked about, that Christ should be. Sometimes, it's like this. Christ is off. He's not even in the sphere. He doesn't get looking at all. Sometimes, he's right over there, right up against the edge, where sometimes he's in the centre of what's going on, and sometimes he's not. There are times when sometimes he's in the centre, like on a Sunday morning, but then he's shoved outside as soon as we go outside the building. All of those are possibles as to where Christ can be in those places that we are looking at. We can go through this list. I put my heels on specially so I could reach. Okay, we could go through each of these and say, well, actually, I don't think there's anything we can do about the climate. I don't believe God's in control. I think he's let it all go to hang. We could look at things like our thought life and say, that's private. I know God can hear everything, but that is private. I don't want to subject what I think or what I do with my spare time to what the Lord's thinking about. All of those things we have to think about for us, where Christ is in his throne. Is he in the centre of what we're doing, what we're thinking? Does he get a look in at all? Does it cross your mind to even think about what God might want in that situation? Is it right over here on the edge? Because basically, what's in the middle of my sphere of influence is me. What I want, to do, how I want to spend my time, what I want to think about, how I want to spend my money, blah, 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 blah. I don't do the news. It's all too much, yeah? Because I don't want to go there. I don't want to think about it. it doesn't impact, or the other extreme, doesn't impact me. Why should I do anything about that? Why should I think about that? Why should I pray about that? It doesn't touch my life. Not interested. Or do I flip-flop? So if I'm in a prayer meeting, Christ is central, etc., and I pray this and I pray that, etc., and I walk outside, it's all gone. It's all out the window. I think for all of us, we are a mixture of these. Yeah? None of us are perfect. And I think there are areas of our life where Christ is absolutely central. I think there are times of our life when Christ is absolutely central. I do think there's some area of our life where we go, no, I know what I'm doing here. I've made up my mind. I know what's right. And we don't give the Lord a look in. There are times where what I want, what I'm doing, is the most important thing to me. And there's this sort of thing where I flip-flop. So I'm very good and very pious when I'm in a meeting or when I'm in a prayer meeting or somebody, and then I'll go and do something, you know, completely different and not worry about where Christ is. It doesn't matter where you are. It doesn't matter what you think. What you need to know and what you need to enact is that Christ is King, Lord of Lords, King of Kings. And there isn't any situation on that long list that we made where Christ cannot be King of it. We need to live more integrated lives. So, if this is COP27, and we put Christ on his throne in the centre of it. I don't know whether any of you, do you know what Venn diagrams are? Mm-hmm. Good, okay. I don't know, I'm not sure when maths come in. We can't live our lives like a series of Venn diagrams where sometimes there's an overlap where everything comes together, sometimes a couple of things come together. Sometimes nothing comes together. What we'd have to do is we have to live our lives as a series. So if that's COP27, and this is my finances, the green one, and this is the Ukraine, and this is one of the other things, they have to be on top of each other. I'm looking at plywood on a table at the moment, and that's what I was thinking of. We need to live our lives like a piece of plywood. Sorry, no, just think. But it's actually because the thing about ply is that it makes it very strong because it's layers, one on top of the other. That's how we need to live our lives. That's an integrated life. That allows us, when something comes in from our left field and tries to shove us off, because Christ is at the centre of... Oh, sorry. Christ is at the centre... Oh, that made it go really funny. I'll shout. You get a feeling you might have been saying something important when the technology goes wrong. This is what makes us strong in our daily lives. The fact that we've got one sphere over 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 one sphere. That's what makes us strong. That's what makes us resilient. That's what makes us live an integrated life. That's what means that there isn't an area of our life that Lord is not Christ, Christ isn't King of. It enables us to face difficulties. It enables us to reach out to people because confidence comes from the fact that the Lord of Lords and the King of Kings sent his Son to die for us so that we could be made perfect and we could be the aroma of the knowledge of him. I want to finish by doing one thing, which I want all of you to join in, and a second thing that you might choose to. Actually, I lied, three things, and we're going to sing Crown Him with Many Crowns again. Just want you to take a couple of minutes. You don't have to admit to people what areas of your life, right, Christ isn't king of. But I do want you to pray for each other that, in a general sense, that Christ will be king of the different spheres that affect you in your life. And you can pray that as a blessing for each other. When we finish, because the guys are going to come back and we're going to sing Crown Him with Many Crowns again, there's a throne at the back. Off stage, not for performance. Sorry, it's not a very good throne. I just tried to describe it as a chair. And it may be that for you, sitting on the chair and saying to God, I know, Lord, that you are not the centre of this area of my life. And then standing up, facing the chair and saying, Lord, I want you to be the centre of this area of my life. May help you, because often doing something helps our brains and our spirits to actually feel that we have taken a step. So I want you to pray with each other, a blessing on each other. The guys are going to come and sing, but then afterwards, if you feel that you know that there's an area of your life that Christ isn't king of, you can go to the chair while everybody else is, nobody's going to be watching, while everything has been cleared up, etc. You can sit on the chair, say to the Lord, I know, Lord, that you are not the centre of this aspect of my life. And as you stand up, make him the centre of your life. Does that all make sense? So I'm going to give you 2 or 3 minutes to pray with each other. And then I'll ask, you'll know when to stop praying, because I'll have asked the guys to come back and play. Okay?